Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
Welcome to r/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is r/nuclearrevenge, where OP completely destroys the life of his evil teacher. Our next Reddit post is from Nicholas Fiend. The town where this happened is a small one, and the school that I went to is a 70-year-old school. My granddad and my dad are also alumni of this school. Let me just start off by saying that the alumni of this school are really successful. And the school has a long history of being very charitable, and also offering amazing retirement benefits to teachers depending on how long they've worked there. My great-granddad donated some of his property to the school when it was being constructed, and he was an advisor and a part of the school board in his time. The school was also an all-boys school up until 1996 when they had their first co-ed class and is now a full co-ed school. The school also has all classes from kindergarten to high school split in two buildings. The first one houses kindergarten to 5th grade and the other one has classrooms for 6th grade to 12th grade. Part 1. Teacher vs. Dad. The Incident. This teacher, we're going to call her Miss D, was my dad's math teacher when he started high school. She was a young woman just finishing her teaching degree and was a master's in math and chemistry. At that point, she was the most qualified teacher the school had. Unfortunately, Miss D was also a nasty person. She walked into the class, and the students were expected to be sitting in ready mode. Back straight, legs together, hands on their laps, with only the needed textbook and a pencil to take notes on the margins. The class was expected to greet her with good morning or good afternoon when she walked in, and she assigned tons of weekend homework. She would simply stop teaching for the entire hour-long class if just one person spoke without having asked to speak. You couldn't drink water without her permission, couldn't go to the restroom unless she finally saw your raised hand and asked you to speak. There were multiple cases of people complaining against her, but with her being the most qualified teacher there, the school board didn't take action. Instead, they supported her by saying that this would help discipline the students. But this isn't even the beginning of it. Her exams were incredibly hard, and with the classes being full of teenage boys, they would talk, and even one of them doing so would cause her to stop teaching, and just not teach until the next class. She would then lecture on a different topic, completely skipping the lesson that was interrupted. Suffice to say, before the finals, the entire class was in a panic state, trying to study enough to at least pass the class. My dad ended up getting a 41%. Our education system said that you failed the class if you had under 40%, so he was relieved that he passed. But when he went through the answer sheet, my dad noticed that the scoring was incorrect, and that he, in fact, had a 49 on that test. He raised his hand, and after about 5 minutes or so of him just sitting in his seat, calmly with his hand raised, he was called on, and Mrs. D asked what the problem was. My dad told her that there was a scoring mistake in the final, and that he actually had a 49. This somehow offended her. Instead of calling him forth and checking his paper, Mrs. D decided that it was simply impossible for her, a master's in math, to make a mistake in something as simple as addition. She waved him off, and my dad was shocked. But she just calmly turned to the next person with a question. My dad, on the other hand, was not happy. He walked up from his seat, which was basically considered a crime in her class, and put the paper on Mrs. D's desk, and started adding up his points loudly. Mrs. D incredulously watched him do that, and was at a loss for words. Though, when he was done adding, you could see that her face was flushed and she was furious. She furiously looked from the paper to my dad and then back to the paper, and then suddenly a cruel smile appeared on her face.
Oh, okay, I see the mistake, but that's no excuse for this behavior. This deserves a subtraction of 10 points from your final.
My dad stood there with his jaw dropped that he now had 39 points and had failed the class. Instead of responding and making the situation worse, he simply took his final, packed his backpack, and left the room. He went and spoke to his granddad, who was on the school board, but he said that he couldn't do anything since grades were completely in the hands of the teacher concerned. My dad took his loss and decided that revenge was not worth the trouble and switched classes. He dropped chemistry and took up economics, and that was the last interaction he had with his teacher. Part 2. Mrs. D versus my brother and I. My younger brother, Bob, is 2 years younger than me, and so when I was in my freshman year starting high school, my younger brother was in 7th grade. We had an auditorium under construction, and the library was newly renovated, so a teacher was assigned to chaperone the younger students at the library. My younger brother's class, unfortunately, had Mrs. D as their chaperone. My dad had specifically instructed me to be very careful around Mrs. D, and I was on the lookout, but my younger brother had no idea just who he was dealing with. Before summer, our library allowed students to take any 2 books of their choice for the break. So when my brother walked past Mrs. D to the librarian and was stopped by Mrs. D, he was really confused. He had an Enid Blyton book and a copy of Backyard Science Experiments. Both my younger brother and I are really good at science-related topics, and he had been waiting for a summer break to do some cool science experiments at home with me.
Wait a minute, what book do you have there, Bob?
A storybook and a backyard science book, ma'am.
What are you going to do with that backyard science book?
She turns to the library staff and says,
I taught his father. No brains in there. You would have no idea what to do with this book. Leave it for someone who does.
And with that, she snatched the book from his hands and walked away, with the library staff giving awkward laughs behind her. When he came looking for me, crying, I was furious. I was a really popular guy at school. I won quizzes and debates and represented the school in national competitions. My friends and I literally had an entire showcase of trophies at our school with our names embossed on it. And most teachers loved us. Man, the vice principal of the school and our group were on a first-name basis. He was the one who chaperoned all of our competitions. But when my brother Bob told me what happened, I was dumbfounded. I had no idea how to react, but for the moment, I went to the library and got another copy of the backyard science book to console my brother. And after that, we were out for summer vacation, and I didn't think too much of it. Side note, during this summer, we attended a science summit, and my school friends and I won prizes for having the most efficient hydraulic gear-based pulley system and the second fastest chemical fuel race boat. This was before I even took a high school chemistry or physics course. This was announced in the school assembly the first day after summer break. When we came back for fall, I had a chemistry class with Mrs. D on the first day of school. This was also right after assembly where my group was given the award. So we go to the chemistry lab, and Mrs. D is on the lab instructor's desk setting up an experiment designed to liberate hydrochloric acid fumes in a gas flask. Some moments passed by, and we could see that she had made a mistake since there was no reaction in the mixture. It turns out the zinc granules were impure and rusted. But Mrs. D somehow got the idea that turning the Bunsen burner on full blast would help the experiment. After collecting the gas for about 3 minutes, which is 2.5 minutes too long, since hydrochloric acid fumes are toxic if inhaled, she's satisfied. She then pulls up the flask to show the class how we do experiments. The cherry on top is when she opened the flask and brought it uncomfortably close to the girl beside me.
Does it smell pungent?
The girl awkwardly smells it and jerks away. To someone who had no clue, that would be a plausible confirmation, but I knew that this was complete BS. I could see that the girl knew about the pungent fumes and cringed away on reflex, and not because it was actually pungent. I don't know why I did it, but at that moment, I snorted loudly.
Mrs. D instantly zooms in on me.
Walking towards me with her face contorting into an ugly expression, she goes,
"Something funny you'd care to share with us?"
I knew I messed up, but I was also angry. This person in front of me had bullied my younger brother and my dad. I remembered that, and suddenly, all my verbal sensors were shut down. You and I both know that she didn't smell anything pungent. That experiment you just did was a failure.
Oh, you think you know more than me?
She turns to the class.
He knows more than me.
You know what? I'll step down. Why don't you teach the class, Professor OP?
Oh, absolutely. To the complete shock of everyone watching, I walk up to the podium. And while maintaining eye contact with Mrs. D, I say, first thing to remember, class, turn to experiment one of your lab textbook. Read the warnings. The gas is pungent and poison.
How dare you? Has no one taught you manners? This is no roadside shack, and you would do well to remember that. Or else you're gonna have a couple of broken bones.
She said this in my native language, so the translation is a little bit awkward here, but roughly it means, I'll break your limbs and feed them to you. Mrs. D was absolutely furious. She grabbed me by the hand and proceeded to drag me to the principal's office. On the way there, we cross the vice principal's office, and he sees Mrs. D dragging me away and runs out.
Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. Since I started lifting weights, I've been on a strict diet plan that helps me hit my protein goals while restricting my calories. I also need to make sure that I get enough vitamins and minerals to keep my body healthy. That's why I use Liquid IV when I work out. Liquid IV delivers extraordinary hydration with advanced science, thanks to Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. One stick of Liquid IV delivers superior hydration to water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's hydration for endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. And hey, it tastes pretty good too. They've got green grape, lemon lime, grapefruit, and more. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He says, "What's going on here?" Before I can say anything, Mrs. D starts ranting to him about how disrespectful and unacceptable my class behavior is, and is panting by the end of her spiel. The VP gives me a searching look and then responds with, "Go back to class, Mrs. D. I'll deal with him." We head back to the vice principal's office and he offers me a seat and a glass of water. "What actually happened in class, OP?" he asks with a sigh. I tell him exactly what happened. Once he hears my side of the story, he looks at me incredulously and asks me if I really went to the podium and started lecturing the class. I look up and I see the gobsmacked look on the VP's normally reserved face. Imagine someone who looks like a male Minerva McGonagall being completely shocked. I couldn't stop myself. It started with a giggle, which turned into full-blown laughter. I laughed till my stomach hurt and my eyes teared up. To my surprise, the vice principal was also smiling widely at that. He shook his head, and that reserved expression came back. He said, "I know that what happened there had you concerned for class safety, but that's no reason for such disruptive behavior. Aside from that, I'm personally going to investigate what happened in that class. And if Mrs. D is found to be intentionally forcing students to inhale harmful chemicals, she'll be fired immediately. Oh, and you need to hand over a written apology to Mrs. D about this behavior. Now get moving." I sighed and headed back to class, and I really thought that I had ended Mrs. D's career. Oh, how wrong I was. She changed her story that she had purposely done the experiment wrong and was about to reprimand the girl for inhaling what could have been a harmful chemical. Mrs. D had pulled a fast one on me and had me look like I was just an insolent child who thought that he knew everything after reading one chapter of the book. Part 3, Pro Revenge Mode. Now, I knew that I had to help my brother. I needed to get rid of her. My dad knew about what happened in school, and he wanted me to not engage Mrs. D. He said that it wasn't worth it. But by now, I was in the game. She had played her card. It was my turn now. I don't know why she had such a problem with my family. My dad and younger brother were quiet and hardworking students. I felt that she held some grudge against our family, and I was convinced that my younger brother would have to deal with the problem if I somehow messed up and got expelled or made a worse enemy out of Mrs. D. This was war, and I had a new plan. I started to act really sheepish around her and made it a point to stay back after class and ask her questions in the most polite way possible. I portrayed myself as an amazing student who Mrs. D had succeeded in humbling. I slowly but surely made my way into the category best described by the term bootlicker. It hurt me inside to do it, but if my plan went well, it made me lightheaded with anticipation. I was in it to win it. I was willing to lose a fight if it meant winning the war. 2 years later, I'm in my junior year. My younger brother just started high school, and he was taking the chemistry class with Mrs. D. I had the best grades in chemistry and was Mrs. D's pet. She had started to like the me that I had portrayed and made me lab assistant for that year. Two of my best friends knew what I had planned. Everyone else in that class hated me for being teacher's pet and getting straight A's when the next highest grade was a B-. Everything was going according to plan. On the first day of class, I replaced her stool, one of the three-legged ones, with a broken stool. This was supposed to be the first in a series of pranks that would hit her that day. She came to class and went to take her seat, and boy, she fell. Well, she somehow hit her hand on the wall and cried out. Yep, that must have hurt, because she was definitely overweight. And it couldn't be traced back to me. I smiled on the inside as I rushed to her and helped her back up. I ran and fetched her another chair while the freshmen were trying their best not to laugh. When I got back from the room that had the extra stools, I walked into the sight of her screaming like a banshee. But what got me furious was that she was screaming at my younger brother. Apparently, she said something like, "Stupid stools and stupid lab assistant fools," to which my brother had responded with, "It's not my brother's fault you're too heavy for the stool." Though I loved him for it, he really needed to learn where to come to my aid. But then I didn't do much. I just replaced the chair while silently trying to communicate to my brother to calm down. Nothing else of concern happened that day until the time when school was over and the teachers were heading back. Stage 2 was in motion. We heard a loud bang, and immediately a large crowd of students nearby all headed towards the teacher's parking lot. We saw Mrs. D's car smoking and her exhaust blown right off. Keep in mind that this was an older car, and we decided to block off the exhaust with clay. Clay that had hardened over the course of 6 hours on a sunny day. Well, that car had to be towed, and she went home with some other students that day. She didn't show up to school for 2 days after that, but she did show up to school on the third day, which was a half school day because our country celebrates Teacher's Day. It's a tradition where students go to teachers, current and old, and wish them the best, give them cards, gifts, etc. This was by far the most ambitious prank pulled in the school that I know of. The 2 days that she was absent, we went around telling people to not visit her on Teacher's Day. It helped a lot that me and my friends were some of the most popular people in school. And with the other cool kids agreeing to that, we spread word and got confirmation that no one from the entire class in my year was going to wish her well on Teacher's Day. But what actually happened was something that no one could have ever expected. We acted so fanatical about it that our classmates spread the word to all of their friends, and no one, not a single person in high school, went to her on Teacher's Day. It was the most amazing feeling of accomplishment that I've ever had. She'd made the situation for herself by being the nastiest person I've ever seen. It was no surprise that people were fine with doing this to her. For the first time in 70 years in our school, a teacher had not a single well-wisher on Teacher's Day. Well, things are never perfect, and as it so happened, word of what had conspired got to her. The next day, I had just set up the lab. The freshmen were getting settled in, and here comes Mrs. D, anger radiating out from her in waves. She walks up to me, and I got the hardest slap that I've ever gotten in my life, right across my face. I hate to admit it, but she left a bruise on my cheek and my nose and lip bleeding. My younger brother, who saw it happen, ran towards me. But my shock slowly subsided and I smiled a bloody smile that probably scared him. I told my brother to go get the vice principal. 20 minutes later, I was in the school emergency room with the nurse wiping my lip and me holding a cloth to my nose. The vice principal comes in with the principal and two cops in tow, and they inform me that my parents have been informed and ask me if I would like to talk about it now or when my parents are here. I say that I'll answer all their questions once my lip's bandaged. So I tell them about the cases of bullying against my brother and I, and I also tell them that she's a really incompetent teacher. I tell the principal that he should check the school average on science subjects. And as I'd guessed, our school's average scores in the national exams for physics and biology came to 92 and 90, but our average score in chemistry was at 79. Top that off with the assault charges, and she lost her license to teach 2 years before she retired. And with that, lost amazing retirement benefits that the school offered. Her car also had no insurance. Whoops! That's not all, though. You might be asking, what could be worse? Well, consider this.
After she fell off the stool, she had to go to the hospital for an x-ray of her wrist and hip that she suspected might have been broken.
Well, the wrist for sure had a hairline fracture. The hip was fine. But, well, the x-ray showed another thing. I don't think it's normal for anyone to laugh when someone's diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, but I did.
Oh my god.
Also, I later met with her only living family member. It was her nephew, who had long ago cut all contact with her, but had been contacted by the police in the hospital. He had flown back from the US for this. That's where I found out the truth. Well, I never could have guessed what I found out. Mrs. D's mother was my great-granddad's niece. Through my great-granddad's younger brother, who had stolen money from the family and tried to kill my great-grandfather. Well, he was disowned. And no one knew this entire time. We're just happy that that nasty woman is out of our lives, for good this time. Apparently she died last year with no one by her side. OP, you literally escalated from, haha, no one's gonna visit you on Teacher's Day, to, haha, no one's gonna visit you as you die alone in your deathbed. That was r/nuclear revenge, and if you like this content, then check out my Patreon where I publish episodes that were banned from YouTube. Also, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.